This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we speak with longtime Inland Empire journalist Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories from around the Inland Empire over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Well, of course, we've got to start with the latest shooting tragedy that we have in San Bernardino, and that was three people killed in a suicide murder at a grade school in San Bernardino. Talk about the tragedy.
Well, Ken, first I want to extend my sympathy to the families of the woman and the little boy who were killed. You know, this was not your typical San Bernardino homicide. It's been consistent over the years whether the homicide rate has been rising or falling. The vast majority of murders in San Bernardino are gang-related or drug-related, and this was not that. This was a domestic violence situation, and sadly, that's not unusual either. Men murdering their estranged wives or girlfriends. It happens an average of 3 times a day in the United States. Nearly 1,000 women were slain by a husband or boyfriend or ex in the most recent year for which statistics are available. What was different about this one is it took place in the victim's workplace, and she was a school teacher. And of course, when reports of a school shooting started spreading on Monday morning, it was a very frightening time for parents. And unfortunately, it did result in the death of an innocent bystander, a child who was in the path of one of the bullets.
Yeah, that to me, I think, is the biggest part of the tragedy that didn't get the immediate focus because of the immediate events. And that is, there were school kids that saw this happen. You know, more than a handful of school kids that watched this happen. And then, of course, all the kids in the school were traumatized by this. And I understand that the school district, they've been dealing with this.
Yes, the school district immediately brought in teams of psychotherapists to work with the children and the adults who watched this happen. There were 2 adult aides in the classroom when the teacher was killed, as well as the 15 or so children. And of course, the children who were evacuated, that was a traumatic situation for them. They were very frightened. And so the school has put in place the type of crisis counseling that they know will be necessary over the coming weeks. The superintendent has said that the focus now is on healing. And in addition, the school district had a special meeting on Wednesday evening to launch a complete review of the school visitation policies and procedures to see if there's anything additional they could have done. The killer was the husband of the teacher, and he was allowed onto the campus because nobody knew that the couple had separated. Nobody at the school knew. And so the husband was allowed onto the campus and into the classroom.
And last word from the school district is that classes at North Park Elementary will reopen on Monday. The school will reopen on Monday, and they are preparing the kids and the parents for that. You know, if there was anything comforting about this in a morose sort of way, it was that when we turned on the TV and were looking for information for this, we had San Bernardino Police Chief Jared Burgwan there. And, you know, I don't know why, but there was just something that was a little bit comforting about seeing him. And, of course, it was probably because of what we dealt with a year and a half ago.
Well, and he also made it clear right from the start of the first press conference that this was an estranged husband and that it was a domestic violence situation. It was not a school shooting where children were targeted.
All right, let's move along to the next story. San Bernardino International Airport. And yes, there is a San Bernardino International Airport, folks, is finally getting some passenger service. Do you want to give us a little bit of history?
Well, certainly. This is the former Norton Air Force Base, which was closed in the early 90s. It was converted into a passenger service airport, but this is going to be the first scheduled air service that they will have since the base was converted to civilian use. Beginning June 29th, there will be twice-a-week service from Volaris Airlines to Guadalajara from San Bernardino. And the airport officials are very excited about this because this means now they have 5 lines of service, what they call lines of service. They have private aviation, they have business and charter flights, they have cargo. They've had maintenance and repair and overhauls there for a long time, and now they're going to have scheduled passenger service.
And this will be to and from Guadalajara.
Yeah, it's even international service.
Okay, yeah, so it is an international airport then. Volaris Airlines?
Volaris also serves the Inland Empire through Ontario International Airport. and they have flights to Guadalajara. So in a sense, Volaris is going to be competing with itself at these two Inland Empire airports.
Huh. So this airline is going to have service to and from Guadalajara, San Bernardino, and to from Guadalajara, Ontario. By the way, how is what's up with Ontario Airport?
Well, I mean, this is good news. Ontario is seeing an increase in passenger counts. It was up about 5.5% last month. Revenue has increased by about 10% since the Ontario International Airport Authority, the local authority, took over from Los Angeles the ownership of the airport.
It's not even a year yet, is it?
No, it's just been 5 months, as a matter of fact, five and a half months.
Huh.
And also, there's been a tremendous amount of interest in the vacant land, the property that's owned by the airport authority outside of the airport boundaries. And so the commission that operates the airport is now considering, what should we do? Should we sell that land to a private developer, or should we lease it out to bring in an ongoing source of revenue that could help airlines bring down costs so they'll bring flights back to Ontario and maybe even lower the ticket prices?
Mm-hmm. Good news for two airports in the Inland Empire is just generally good news for the Inland Empire and its economic development. All right, finally, you have an update on the desert tortoises, which we talked about a few weeks ago. They are the threatened species that the Marines up in the high desert were planning on moving to make room for their live fire exercises near Fort Irwin. What is the update with the tortoises?
Well, sadly, it's not good news. As the tortoises have been emerging from hibernation, a lot of people have been driving out to the deserts to see the wildflowers that are very abundant with the rains that we had this past winter. But unfortunately, they're driving off the roads out into the desert, and they've been running over the tortoises. So the National Park Service, yes, the National Park Service sent out a plea to sightseers, please don't drive off road. And the other thing is, people are trampling the wildflowers. So people are being asked to, hey, you know, when you go out to appreciate nature, make sure you don't run over or trample things.
Okay. Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.